Crowd calls for Trump's murder at funeral for Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei. By John Hayward on July 6, 2026. The massive funeral event in Iran over the weekend for Ayatollah Ali Khamenei included calls for murdering President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. From both members of the crowd and official speakers at the events. The UK Guardian noted that the first official day of the elaborately staged funeral on Saturday was a bit smaller, more subdued, and less militant than the angry crowds swarming the street on Sunday. The crowd was treated to such inducements as a government-authorized presentation from poet Mohammad Rasouli, who mixed his poetry with a call for Trump's murder. "From now on the shroud is our garment. I swear by your blood, Trump's murder is our responsibility," Rasouli declared to the crowd. "Why is the most bastard man in the world still alive? The world is no longer a good place for Trump. Why should we not kill the man who killed our imam? It would be a disgrace if we did not," he said, receiving bloodthirsty applause both in person and online. People are shouting two slogans in farewell to their leader: "Resistance against enemies and revenge for the blood of the martyred leader of Iran," said Mohammad Ba'irzolhardr, secretary of Iran's National Security Council. In addition to the messages of love and grief chalked on the stage where the coffins for Khamenei and his family were presented, someone wrote a hashtag of hashtag we will kill Trump, while a warlike chant of no compromise, no surrender, only revenge, frequently wafted from the crowd. Some of the men in the crowd wore white robes that ostensibly signaled their willingness to die as martyrs, while many of the participants waved red flags, which are understood as calls for bloody revenge in Shia Islam. The Associated Press, AP, observed that many of the mourners carried placards, signs, and banners calling for Trump's death. "Today that we are here for the funeral for our leader, it's a very tough day. We are not here to say goodbye to him, we are here for revenge. And we will take revenge," one of the mourners told the AP. "We are here to show that his path will continue. And every single one of these people will continue down his path with clenched fists. And soon we will certainly avenge his death against the US and Israel," said another. "I came here to shout and seek revenge. They killed our imam. We should kill their leader, Trump," said a third. One member of a group of black-robed older women told Al Jazeera News that they were here to seek blood vengeance for our leader. "We will all listen to his son. He will guide the revolution forward," she said. Khamenei's son Mojtaba Khamenei was installed as the new supreme leader by the Iranian military in March. But he has not been seen nor heard from since the February 28 attack that killed his father, and he did not appear at the weekend funeral events. More banners and signs calling for the death of Trump and Netanyahu were seen along the route of Khamenei's funeral procession on Monday, as Khamenei's body was taken first to Mehrabad International Airport in Iran, and will ultimately be transported to his hometown of Mashhad for his funeral. President Trump was hanged in effigy during Monday's procession, as a large red banner was unfurled, declaring a $100 million Iranian bounty on Trump's head. "We don't want a deal, we want Trump dead," people lining the streets of Tehran for the procession on Monday chanted, referring to the ongoing U.S.-Iran negotiations. Some of them also called for death to the foreign-backed Pahlavi, a reference to political activist Reza Pahlavi, son of the last Shah of Iran.